sing Fred Dreyer in his band. You can hear Fred playing the bass. Let's listen for Fred. Welcome to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the bass player on the broadcast, the star bass player, the actor extraordinaire, the football legend, two safeties in one game. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Bassman, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome to our show. We have another scintillating 1 hour before you, lots to talk about. The world of sports is culminating. We've got baseball building to a blackout. Then we've got pro football is approaching its halfway mark, and we've got hockey starting up and NBA starting up. It's a relentless sports pursuit of entertainment that sometimes you look at and say, how could you sustain the interest in this? And the NFL has an interesting situation where having a very difficult time.
I know, but 1 second. You said baseball is building towards a blackout. What does that mean?
The end of the season.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, go ahead. So anyway,
you can write that down.
Football season. You've got a problem with football. What's going on?
Well, football is losing its luster.
How
and
so?
People are they're fed up, I think, with the politic of the day.
You mean the numbers are down in actual viewership,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, almost one out of four are decided they're not interested right now.
Okay,
anyway.
So let's talk about this. You think they're kind of getting disenchanted with it. What, do you think this kneeling here during the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner, all that stuff is affecting people?
Yeah, I do think it is. I think people want to turn in and tune on the games and watch,
yes,
and not be hammered out by an idiot who is exercising his constitutional right to filibuster the football games.
Would that idiot be Colin Kaepernick?
Yes, it would be.
San Francisco 49ers.
He's a blithering idiot, and he hasn't got a clue as to what he's talking about, and no one's talking about his rights. I've gone through this before. No one's talking about his rights being taken away. He's really pushing it, and he's pushing his will on the team, on fans, and on the league. And the league and the team don't do anything about it, so they deserve what they get.
Yeah, I accept his right to protest, but you know.
No, that's not it. That's
don't
not
shove it.
It
down my throat.
Well, don't choose my time.
Exactly.
If I'm his teammate, here's what I'm telling him. Hey, I don't like what you're doing. If you want to protest, go out here after the game, before the game, on the weekend, in the off season, and spend some money and protest.
We'll be right back.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll.
What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company.
How do you create 3 billion better days for people around the world? For Kellogg Company, that means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Fred Dreyer and his band of Renaster. Fred Dreyer and his band of Renier.
Yeah.
That's even better. Welcome back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. 2 safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the star of Hunter, the star of Lands End, the star of the Crisis, the star of Agent X. He's just the star of the RV show. He's doing that now, too. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
The 64th annual Southern California RV show.
And
took
Solar
place.
Optimum. You got solar energy.
Solar Optimum.
You radiate right now. Since you've been working for the good people at Solar Energy, you actually radiate free energy. I like to get next to you and warm up.
I mentioned this to the guys the other day that we should have, now that the Dodgers are going to probably go into the World Series, that's what I think. They're going to be going to the World. They're 2 games away from going to the World Series. They should put.
What?
Put.
What?
Listen to me.
What?
They should put solar panels on their hats.
Now, that's a good idea because it would keep their bats hot. And I think when the people talk about a team that's hitting, their bats get hot. And I think solar energy would be good. People don't know this. Fred Dreyer is the spokesperson in Southern California for a great company called Solar Energy.
And Solar they come and they, Optimum.
Solar Optimum. I'm sorry. Solar Optimum. And
they have solar energy.
And that's right. And they'll go ahead and check out your house and your roof and do all that stuff. And you've sort of been converting over. You've been looking a little bit to me like you're taking this energy thing seriously.
Well, I think it makes common sense. You know, forget about the politics of everything, and that's what people are all wrapped up in most of the time. But solar energy makes so much sense. It's common sense before it is a politic. It's common sense before it is anything else. You want to lower your rates. You're tired of getting ripped off by the state of California and these power companies. Then
they do rip you off. They charge you tiers. I notice I have on my power bill, which I'm about ready to go with Solar Optimum because we're getting off on a tangent here, but you look at the tiers and the summertime, after you go over that tier, it starts costing you like tons of money, and all of a sudden your bill is skyrocketing. You say, what the heck happened? And you just turned your air conditioning on. I notice I go into big box stores now like Costco or Sam's Club, and I start to sweat because they've turned the air conditioning off.
Those big buildings, I mean, if you look at the brochures that Solar Optimum has, you see these huge stores and these huge companies on top of their roofs. They have this like 150,000 square feet that is being treated with solar energy. Their energy bill is like $40 or something.
Yeah, it's
I mean, it makes sense. So get out there and call Solar Optimum and.
I'm going to kneel during the Star-Spangled Banner during the next football game I go to get every people to check out solar energy, along with Captain.
Now, if you had solar panels on your helmet or on your hat or in your headwear.
Or on my bald spot.
Your yarmulke. If you had a yarmulke that had lit up, had a Star of David on your back, then you could be ready for the holidays like everybody else.
I'm good. So let's talk a little NFL. So you're saying that viewership is down because you think the politic of the game, people are getting a little bit. Last year, there was all that stuff about guys beating up on everybody and the league not handling themselves, and now the league not handling this thing. I mean, the league should have gone to Kaepernick and said, look, we appreciate your right to protest, but don't do it during our game. You're being paid. You're on the clock. So please, you know, go back into the locker room if you want to. Don't be on the field, but we don't want to see you kneeling.
Well, look, I could take this conversation in an area that, thank you, I could. What do you think this is, a snow cone?
Yes, go ahead.
adjusting my mic.
I adjusted adjusting Fred's my mic for him, for those of you that aren't watching on video.
And so where was I? Yeah, I could take this conversation in a political avenue that would not be savory for many people because it would upset people. But so I'm not going to do it. But I will say this. The culture is different today. The politic is different. Everything is political. Everything is political. All of these agencies, ESPN, liberal. The National Football League is liberal. Leadership is liberal. The lack of leadership is not something that is to be proud of. You have a guy here, a quarterback, who was terribly uninformed in his position, and he's now telling us that we're all racist because this is a terrible thing because of the way black people are being treated, and black people aren't being treated like he says they're being treated. Period. It's a fact. And this country is not that racist. It is just not. Does it have racism in it? You bet it does, on both sides of the ledger. But it's not like what this guy says it is. And he shouldn't be compromising the 49ers. The 49ers, those people up there that own that franchise, should tell this kid to get with it or take a hike. The commissioner, the lack of leadership coming from his office.
Goodell.
He has not come out and said, hey, look at fans, this is going to stop. We've told Colin to, take it down the street, and that's what we want you to do. If you think you got a problem with that, then, sue us. But get the hell out of here and start reflecting leadership and standards.
You know, I think people are so upset because they've been in this political campaign and they hear this, conservative and liberal and all this stuff, and they're getting sick of it, and they turn into a football game or a sporting event to kind of let all that go and just watch a game and relax and not have to worry about whether you believe in this or believe in that or whatever. And when they start bringing politics into the game, I do believe you're onto something here. That's where, one out of four people are saying, forget it. I'm not going to watch that. Let me go turn on an episode of The Brady Bunch or something and just
It's all a part of the media froth.
The media froth.
The fulmination of propaganda, whether it's visual or whether it's audio, whatever it is. You've got people here in the league, ownership, 32 people in the league who are multi-millionaires, billionaires, and not one of them. I've not seen the face of one owner step forward in this situation and say, this league is 70% black. Take a look around, Colin, at who you're calling out, a bunch of racists.
It's true, and I've heard some baseball owners, I think Tony La Russa, not an owner, but in baseball, say, look, if he was on my team, I'd say get back in the locker room and don't come out till after the Star Spangled Banner. Well, there's ways to handle this kind of thing where the guy can still do whatever he wants to do in his beliefs, but not necessarily set up the people that have defended our country and fought to protect our rights and things of that nature.
We got the
fabulous Matt Besance here, who's going to be heading into the armed services, and it doesn't do a disservice. People that go ahead and volunteer to go in and protect our country and our rights and stuff, you got to think about them. It's not just all about you. And people these days, this is my problem, people think all about themselves. And I'm going to bring up something totally off topic, but I happened to catch that idiot Jimmy Kimmel bring on the great Vin Scully. If you've enjoyed Vin Scully over the years, you'll know that he rarely, if ever, gave an interview to anyone. He was very private, did his job, and didn't like the spotlight. And he gets on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and what does Jimmy Kimmel do? He brings out the footage of him hitting a home run as a little leaguer and has Vin Scully call it. So once again, it's all about Jimmy Kimmel. It's all about Jimmy Fallon doing his little stuff. It's all about all these guys. Where are the great interviews that used to talk to the people like you, Fred Dreyer, and find out what makes you tick that we could listen to? Now it's all about, well, let me see how I can do something so it makes me look good.
Well, look, Vinny should have known the difference. And
what do you mean?
Well, he should have. That was set up.
Yeah.
They asked him
Vinny
to do it. He could have
no.
Just said no. Just said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to cheapen my
brand. It's the great Vin Scully. You're not going to call Jimmy Kimmel's home run. I mean, I don't think you think that's funny.
We used to call it, chasing around looking for a conversation to join.
Yeah.
Vinny doesn't need to do that. He doesn't need to go on any television show now to remind people. I used to, be the voice of the Dodgers. He doesn't need to do that.
Yeah. You'd want to find out if Vinny played Little League himself and if he ever hit home runs. And when he was in his college days, he really played baseball at Fordham College, and he was an outfielder. You want to find find out what he thought about the game there. That's the kind of stuff I like to hear
about. Johnny Carson's dead, and everybody that's come in to take the, I think Jay Leno would have maybe been the last guy.
He
would have been the last guy to show some reverence.
Even Letterman a little bit. Bring back Dave, as crazy as he was.
Maybe, yes. Maybe.
Did you say Johnny Carson's dead?
Johnny Carson is dead.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah.
He will not be announcing any more television shows.
He was the best, though, wasn't he?
Johnny was good. Johnny told his audience, by the way he treated his guests, that it was okay to like the guest.
And Jay Leno was good. He did good interviews ever since, I'm missing these guys. They're gone.
Well, now you got these wise guys who throw spitballs in the back of the class and are told to shut up and get out of the room.
Yeah. It's all about doing a bit. By the way, can you hang in here? Because I want to go out and wash the car with you, Fred, so I can say, Fred Dreyer, wash my car. We'll come back and do that. Will you do that with me on the show?
No, not at all.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
Mr. Bassman.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn. I was gone for a week, and I want to thank Jennifer for filling in for me. And I missed the one and only Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end. This guy had 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. That record's going to stand forever in the NFL. We're talking about the football great. We're talking about the acting legend and Hunter and Lands End and all the great movies he's done, and most recently on Crisis on NBC, and then he was on Agent X on TNT with Sharon Stone last year. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's good to see you back from the Hawaiian Islands. I know you were doing tough duty over there.
You like the tan?
You had all the papaya, and you got no sun.
Good pineapple.
What happened? You're still as white as you were when you
No, I'm not. I've got a little tan.
Take your shirt off.
Look
Let
at my.
See.
Let's see. Look at that, huh?
Look at that stomach. Ooh.
Yeah, you like that?
That's a glow.
Yeah, it has a glow on it.
Hey, listen, we always look forward to having friends and guests come on the show, and we have a great guest here today and a great friend, Tom McEwen, one of the most influential race car drivers in the first 50 years of NHRA, a great illustrious 45-year career. He's here today to tell us about what's happening out at Bakersfield Raceway October 21st and 23rd. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Freddie. Nice to be here, kid.
Hey, great. Thanks for coming on. And, every time I hear the word Bakersfield Raceway, you know, the Famoso Raceway, I guess it has an official name, but up in Bakersfield, it reminds me of when we went up and shot Snake and the Mongoose, the movie, a couple of years ago up there. And I got an interesting education. I realized that the entire racetrack up there is poured cement concrete, and it's one of the only in the country that's that way, isn't that right?
Yeah, that and Dallas are the only two that I know that are all concrete.
Explain why concrete's better than asphalt.
Well, most of them are just asphalt, and what happens with asphalt, and then the rubber gets on it from the slicks and all that, and then when it gets hot, asphalt's made out of petroleum oil, and when it gets to be 110 degrees, it starts getting gooey again like oil, and just there's no traction. But when you put the rubber down on top, when the tire rubber gets down on top of the concrete, it the temperature doesn't change it, so the traction's better.
So you want more rubber on the concrete,
right? And in the old days when they first put concrete down, they put it down for 20 or 30 feet off the starting line, and it went into asphalt. And you would leave really good, then you get on the asphalt, spin the tires, and then little by little they extended it out a couple hundred feet because it costs a lot of money to do that. And then a couple of guys, they did the whole racetrack, and now it's going that direction now.
So do you think that, if I'm right about this, the NHRA is going to try to get more all-concrete stuff in there?
Well, as they can afford to do it, they'll do it. The traction's just better in the... And when it gets hot, like some of the tracks, you know, we go to in the south or certain places, you know, it gets to be 100 degrees.
Yeah.
The track gets up to 160 degrees temperature on it.
Yeah.
And the track gets real greasy. So
yeah,
the concrete just works better.
Tell us about what's going on out there at Famoso Raceway in Bakersfield.
Well, this weekend is the 25th anniversary of the big race up there. For the NHRA Museum puts on two a year, one at Bakersfield, one at Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their annual race up there, 25 years of it. All the old-timers are coming back, and it's the Hot Rod Reunion 25th anniversary at Famoso Bakersfield, which also has the big March meet that you have been to in March.
Right.
With it. And it's going to be a big deal.
Hey, listen, we talked over the course of years and stuff about all this stuff, but isn't the raceway up at Bakersfield, aren't the cars that are invited up there, the old time cars, aren't they? They're owned by different people now, so they really don't have the old ownership that they used to have, and the cars, when you do run them, they run a little bit differently.
Well, what it is, it's a nostalgia car, Freddie. It's like when you go up to Bakersfield twice a year, it's like going back to Santa Ana Lions, mm-hmm. Irwindale Drag Strip way back in the day when the front-engine cars were, and they were a little slower, but they're called nostalgia cars, and those are the kind of cars that they run up there, not the late model rear-engine dragsters.
So it's all the stuff, the front-end cars from the 60s and the 70s and all of that, right?
Right.
You got any 69 Cougars?
A lot of guys have got old cars like that I had or Prudhomme had or Garlitz or Coletta or whoever. They've restored these cars, and they bring them up there, and then they have a cackle fest, what they call. They start them up at night, and people listen to them and get around them. And it's like going back to an old-time picnic at the Santa Ana drag strip.
You got any 69 Cougars?
Yeah, you know, the other day I come out of a market, and there's a guy had a VW bus.
That's a dryer.
And I said to the guy, boy, this is really a good one. This is good shape. I said, my friend Fred Dreyer used to live in one of these cars.
He was the original RV owner. Yeah,
and I will be soon.
Yes, and he's the only one I knew that had an old VW bus and had $1 million cash in the back in a suitcase.
That's good. Tom McEwen is our guest, everybody, and he's a great American icon drag racer. He won the NHRA U.S. Nationals. During part of his career, it's been over like 45 years, I think. He's listed as number 16 of the 50 most significant drivers of the NHRA's first 50 years. You got the nickname the Mongoose in 1965 from Ed Donovan, the engine builder. How so? How did that Mongoose moniker get to you?
Well, I was just back in the day. You know, you played him in the movie, Ed Donovan.
I played Ed Donovan.
That was your part in
there.
Yeah,
well, they had the scene. They had the scene in there where I actually said, go get it, Mongoose. And he said, Mongoose?
That's right. That's right. So, so you were the one that came up with the nickname. What happened was, back in the early 60s, Don Prudhomme was driving for Greer Black, and Prudhomme was a very fast car. And they called him the Snake because he was a tall, skinny guy, and so we raced him a little bit. Donovan was one of these guys that everyone had a nickname with him. And he said, we beat him a couple times, and he said, this is like Ricky Ticky Tavy, the Mongoose and the Snake. You should be the Mongoose, and you should portray this thing and build something of it. And we did, and went to Mattel Hot Wheels with it, made a movie, and been good ever since.
I say the movie is out there, right? And you started that.
Snake and the Mongoose. Oh, yeah, that was we had a lot of fun making
you
that
movie. You were Ed Donovan, the engine maker?
I was.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I was Ed Donovan, and
it's pretty interesting because your engine doesn't run too well in your automobile, but that's good. That was a good typecasting.
Mine does. Please.
That's good.
Fred got an Oscar for Hunter and the Snake and Mongoose movie. A lot of people don't know that.
That's true. That is true.
That's exactly correct. So what else is happening here with you, Tom? You got your Dragster magazine.
Yeah, I'm still working for Beckett, and we've got a bunch of magazines. One of them is Drag Racer. I've been here 20 years, and we have a bunch of automotive books, and that's what I kind of do on the side, and do a little this, little that, and then hang out with you and your buddies when you come to the races. And
we have fun out there.
Enjoy life, kid.
Yeah, we have fun out there. You know, time's ticking away, and we got to get you out there, Mike.
I got to get out there. I'm going to bring my 69 Cougar convertible. I already told Tom about it, and give you a ride, Fred, or I'll get my old 53 Mercury flathead V8, and we'll come out there.
That was a good-looking car.
It's a good-looking car. I got one bad valve in it.
He can come out there with his new suntan from Hawaii with his lay around his neck.
Thanks for listening.
Tommy Bahama.
Thanks for listening to the show, Tom. So let me ask you this. Like in golf where they give you a handicap, if I bring my 53 Mercury Monterey, last of the flathead coupes, and it's got one bad valve, do I get some points off if I don't go quite as fast as the other cars because of that bad valve?
Yes, they'll give you a head start.
Yeah, and they'll also you'll be also responsible for all the oil downs.
Yeah.
That Mercury will kick out.
That's right.
Little blow-by. Okay, so we want to go to this. How do people go to this big event? It's this weekend in Bakersfield at Famoso Raceway. How do they get tickets? How do they get on board? How do they follow you around to the different venues?
I would think you could pull up on the Internet. You could probably go to NHRA. And look for the race at Bakersfield and get tickets there, or they can drive up, and the race starts Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It starts about 8 o'clock till 5 each day, and I think Friday night they have a night thing, and they can buy tickets right at the gate, come up there, or they can buy them online.
Fred's going to bring his VW van out there, and we're going to have a tailgate party, if that's all right.
I've tailgated more than you guys will ever know.
There's some of his old...
The way I tailgate is way different than the way you tailgate.
Bring along some air fresheners, some of his old practice clothing from the Rams still in the back there. But we'll dust that off, and it'll be great. You kind of roll the back open over there, and you bring out the grill. I like to see you when you
make those
burgers.
Yeah, it's a solar-powered grill. That's what it is.
It's all solar-powered now,
it's
Tom.
It's all solar-powered.
Tom McGinnis.
Hey, solar-powered.
Solar Optimum.
I'm going to do my roof with your new solar thing, Fred.
I'm telling you.
Tom, let me tell you this. This is a true story. Fred Dreyer took that VW air-cooled engine van out to Death Valley. I'm surprised he ever came back.
The lowest spot in America. I was out there. It was 127 degrees at midnight. I drove out of there.
Did you have some kind of oil cooling device on
it? I put an extra log cooler on the frame with copper tubing.
Genius.
And I tell you something, it was a genius move that saved me. I had like 2 million miles.
He had a couple of those canvas water bags on the front too that you always used to see people drive. All right, so we want to get you out here. NHRA.com. You can check out Famoso Raceway. FAMOSO. Famoso Raceway. Raceway. RACEWAY.com. Tom McKeown, we love you, buddy. Come back again soon, will you?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Love your show.
Thanks, guy. See you later.
Bye.
All right, guys. There goes the mongoose.
The goose.
Thanks for the
Thank
comment.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Please, Mr. Bassman. Welcome back here to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the acting legend, the football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Great visiting with Tom McEwen as usual. You know, he's out there in the Fountain Valley, and I was in Long Beach, so we were neighbors to a degree up down the freeway. 22 freeway was the key.
Yeah, you always have good neighbors. You've got you had him as a neighbor, and now you got neighbor Paul.
We have neighbor Paul,
and that's pretty good stuff. It's fun to live next door to you, and you always have enough sugar in case people have to go by and borrow a cup.
Well, I listen again. It's the choice in fine tobacco in my cigars that I attribute to all my success in the neighborhood.
Mr. Cigar, I got to tell you, and you know, I just want to thank you because I was gone last week, and I want to thank Jennifer for filling in. And,
yes,
and you and I kept in touch. So I haven't had a chance to talk to you via text messaging during that Nationals-Dodgers series in which the Dodgers threw every player they had at the Nationals to win that first round. And I got to give some kudos because you were the one that said, hey, you need number 22. And they brought in Kershaw. And that's what you got to do in a playoff series, right? You got to use everybody,
well,
especially
listen,
when the Dodgers don't have that much pitching starting-wise.
They used to say in the locker room, when summer comes, when the season's over, you can rest.
Exactly.
Right now, you're working.
This is the second season. You throw it all in. And here's the deal. I used to give Tyler sort of, some static on using his pitchers. You have to do that sometimes. When you have the Dodgers really never had a real strong number two starter, and Rich Hill has come along here looking pretty good, and they've got the kid there, Urias.
Urias,
as some people like to call
Urias.
Him. And but the deal is you needed to have Kershaw come in there and just throw a few. And I think that does a little bit for the mentality, the mental ability of the other team when they say, wait a second.
You're hitting on something that I really like, and that I've always liked aggressive managers and how they use their bullpen. In other words, Bucci does this. He'd use ten batters to go through ten batters in an inning if he had to. He didn't care what it was. He had to get out of the inning. And they made an interesting comment. Why are you saving your closer till the ninth inning if you need him in the seventh? Bring him in.
Yeah.
And that's what they did, and that puts out the fire. And you worry about the ninth inning when you get there. But if you don't bring somebody in there to quell the problems as you see them, then you got a big-time problem. You may not get to the ninth inning.
Yeah, that is very true. And so there you have playoffs. It's been an interesting season two for baseball. Listen to this. Some items in the news. The former Yankees pitcher, and he was a Dodger pitcher as well, Hiroki Kuroda, is going to retire. He's apparently playing in this Japan series.
Hiroshima Carp.
Kuroda, yeah. He's 41. He went 10-8 this season at a 3.09 ERA, and he helped the Hiroshima Carp, as you mentioned, win their seventh Central League title.
Yeah.
So
he's good. You know, I always liked him, and, he's going to give you 10, 12, 15 games every year. And
he played with the Carp from 97 to 2007, and then he joined the Dodgers.
I remember when they brought him in. It was a smart move. You know, a lot of those Japanese pitchers really worked out.
Yeah, they did.
They have great standards. They have a great work ethic, and they're students of the game. And I think the Maeda has proven that. He's won 16 games for the Dodgers this year.
I like the Japanese leagues because they name the teams after food. Like you've got the
sushi. It's a sushi league.
The Hiroshima Carp is going to go up against the Nippon Ham Fighters.
Ham Fighters. Yeah.
And I'm kind of into the Ham Fighters. I'm not a big carp fan, but since the Hiroki Kuroda is on the carp, I might go carp on this one here and forget about ordering.
Well, the carp
ham.
Wants to get the ham in the water. That's where it has its. That's where it has.
Is that
it.
How they do it?
Yeah, they drown the ham.
That's the mentality of the game.
The carp drowns the ham.
Okay,
and that's
like
how
paper,
they do it.
Scissors, rock, all that kind of stuff. Gotcha. Okay, now Tim Tebow. I know you're not a big fan of this, but
no, I'm not.
But he.
You gonna tell me anyway?
He notched his first hit of the Arizona.
He notched his first hit?
Yeah, being a sportscaster, I went to the Charlie Steiner School while I was gone. Nothing in two. And I just wanted to say he notched his first hit.
He notched it.
Yeah, he got his first hit in the Arizona Fall League. He was 0 for 13 and then got his hit.
So every 13?
0 for 13 had a drought. We call that in baseball parlance, drought. That's a drought when you don't get a hit, 0 for 13.
Man, that's a.
And then he notched a hit. And, hey, come on, this league has got a lot of the top upper-level prospects. And he hit, apparently, he notched not only a hit, but it was a line drive. Nothing cheap about this one.
Let's bring him up.
Second at bat with the Scottsdale Scorpions. I like the Arizona leagues because they name things after things of the desert that can, you know, hurt you or kill you.
I hate the D-backs. They're so stupid, these people.
Should be Diamondbacks, right?
Well, it was the Diamondbacks, and they had a great uniform.
Yes.
It was interesting, turquoise and burgundy and all. It had a nice uniform, and they destroyed it, made it red and white, and they put D-backs instead of Diamondbacks. I thought that they should put snakes on their uniforms.
It's better. Now, what about the Cub uniforms? Here's a traditional, wonderful uniform, Cubs.
What have they done
with that circle C patch that should be on there? They got some little Cubbies or a bear or something.
Well,
the Cubbies.
Well, that's not the worst uniform I've seen.
What's the worst one?
The Cubs in 94, 95. I was in Mexico doing Land's End, and Nomo was pitching for the Dodgers.
Yes.
He's pitching against the Cubs. And I saw in the newspaper, The Mexican newspaper, it had a story about Nomo beating the Cubs, and you should have seen the Cubs. The Cubs had CUBS written on their on their road uniforms. Okay.
Yes.
But it looked like CUBA.
Cuba. Yeah.
And they wouldn't. And nobody could say, "Hey, wait a minute! You can't wear that jersey because it says Cuba."
It says Cuba.
It's not, you know, the way they had the S.
Looked like an A.
It was so stupid. I couldn't take it.
Well, they got the pinstripes that they had over there. They've always had. Come on, get the traditional
look.
Just
give me the old Chicago road uniform. It was gray with blue letters and a red C.
Traveling gray.
That's all I want.
Now, this is a Canadian activist, and I know you love activists.
Oh, yeah.
And he's trying to keep the Cleveland Indians from wearing their jerseys using their team name and showing their logo when they play the Blue Jays here in this round, in Toronto.
Yeah.
That's according to this Toronto Star, this guy Douglas Cardinal, which I don't know if he's related to the team. He's an officer of the Order of Canada. He filed something with the Ontario Superior Court.
He's an idiot.
The Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario and the Canadian Human Rights Commission. And he says the team's name and mascot, Chief Wahoo, I didn't realize that was their mascot, are offensive and discriminatory. Then I'm going to go out and buy a lifestyle makeup of Chief Wahoo and put it out in front of our building here. I think it'd be nice. Be good. Now, Kurt Schilling. You know, he has a radio show, much the same as you. He does a radio show now, and he says he's going to run for U.S. Senate.
Is it a sports show?
He does a political show. He's not smart like us to do a sports show. Kurt Schilling has announced plans. He's going to run. Listen to this. He's going to run against Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I'm voting for him.
Yeah, I am already. That's all you got to say right there.
I'm voting for
the U.S. Senate. Go vote for Kurt. Not to be political here on the show, but his wife has to agree because he wants to make sure he doesn't offend her.
Well, no, that's not it though. But I mean, if you're married, you have a family, and he does.
You got to talk to your family,
and you got a bloody ankle. You've got to make sure that everybody's aboard with this thing because these liberals are going to open his family up like a can of corn.
You think so?
Yeah. So he has to make sure that she's okay with that.
Anyway, he's on WPRO AM that he talked in Boston, and he did his an interview over there. That could be interesting. He had his radio show, and now he's going to be going into politics again.
Good for him. Yeah. I hope he just stands up and shoots his mouth off.
Yeah.
Here's what I also think. I think that the way Trump has been speaking this last year plus, last year and a half, whatever it might be, the way he speaks, the way he talks is non-political, which is one of the criticisms.
It's kind of true.
He's
not the polished guy.
No, he's not. And he gets hurt by that sometimes. But people who can think for themselves don't care about it. And that's me and you and Matt over here.
And Matt, who's taking care of the
business. So here's the deal. I think that his presidency, speaking politically for a moment, I think Trump's presidency, win, lose, or draw, will inspire more people to come forward and start breaking the form of how they talk and being so politically correct.
Yeah, his run for president, I think you're right. I think more people will be. You mentioned about this whole Black Lives Matter thing and all that stuff with the NFL and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
even liberals I talk to are a little upset about this whole thing because you don't go trying to kill police officers to prove your point. It's like it's totally ridiculous. Let's go to emails if we can. You get the mail packet.
I have an email here.
You have some emails
from
here
my dear girlfriend, long time ago.
Fred Dreyer. Fred,
Lillian Mueller.
FredDreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
So anyway, Lillian, who is Norwegian and is in Norway as we speak, wrote me a lovely a little email.
You know her? You know Lillian?
Very well.
Okay.
Fred, is this page really yours? Question mark. If it is, I hope all is going well in your life. I'll be returning to L.A. the end of this month. I would love to see you again at Hefner's one night. That's our friend Hugh Hefner.
Oh, Hugh Hefner. You've
gone
to the
play. She was a playmate of the year in 1975.
Oh, she was?
Yes, she was.
Oh, okay.
I'm planning to go visit him early in November. Do you still go there? The answer is yes. Sunshine hugs to you, my friend, Lillian.
Wow.
So, Lillian, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, I just read your communique. I look forward to seeing you, and I'll meet you in the foyer, and we will embrace, and we will glide our way into the buffet.
Well, you tell us that story, because you once met the lovely Elizabeth Taylor.
I did.
At Hugh Hefner's place. So will you tell us the story when you meet Lillian? Quite exciting when you described your meeting and date, ensuing dates.
You want me to tell you
Elizabeth
about
Taylor?
Elizabeth Taylor?
No. I want you to. We'll tell that again.
Will you recap
what happened at the mansion?
Oh, yeah, of course. I always do. I'm always open to talk about those types of things with strangers.
Yeah, it's good to talk about it.
A million strangers.
Any other emails? You got any good ones?
I do. Let's see. Debbie Crowley writes, I wonder what's on the agenda today.
Interesting.
If it's Wednesday and looking for another great show.
So we do this show live on Wednesdays, and then it plays on the weekends for everybody that's wondering. So you can go to our website at crntalk.com/Fred Dreyer.
And the other thing we were talking about here is Larry Hebert says, another thing to consider relating the ratings of NFL, that is there's a different type of fan today with short attention spans. No, that's for sure.
Really?
Because of fantasy football, millions of fans would rather watch Red Zone than sit through an entire game. That's true.
True.
They don't care about any one team, just the stats.
I tend to tune in to hear the announcers give us information, Joe Buck talking about
Joe
the game
Buck.
And everything.
Oh, God, it's just so painful.
Joe Buck has been doing this series. He did the Cubs and Dodgers series, and it seems to kind of, I don't know, he sort of becomes a player that's in supporting one team and then the other team, and I don't know. I just like a guy that just tells me what's going on and doesn't have to give me the
Here's the other thing, too.
The background of it.
Charlie Steiner's fine.
I'm actually enjoying Charlie.
Charlie Steiner's fine.
But a line drive, and he catches it.
But, I mean, it's just, there's a show here that plays, replays of, they call it, the game-winning call. And it's football. The guy scores a touchdown. He wins the game.
Yeah.
And every single one of these announcers completely loses composure.
They go crazy.
They completely. They're delirious. They just start screaming and yelling and stuff. I would send a note. I'd get my guy. I said, Matt, take this note up to our guy up here, Biff. In the booth.
Biff, and I got a note from Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, here's a note. You are fired. That's what I would do. You are fired.
Really, you would say that?
I can't take it. I can't
Biff,
take these guys
that
go,
a note from Biff, Fred Dreyer.
Biff, the announcer.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a great guy, but it's not. You're fired.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Biff is out of there. You won't hear Biff this weekend on any NFL game. Fred Dreyer's personally fired him.
Personally gave him his walking papers.
Straight ahead, we continue with more on the sports show with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up.
Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back here to The Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our show, the acting legend from Hunter, the all-star defensive end, the sultan of safeties, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I just noticed your neck is burnt.
I told you, I got a little sun.
But that's, you came to Hawaii after a week and you came back with a burnt neck.
I like
neck.
To always get my neck tanned. That is the most important part of the body to get it.
Yeah.
It's like my neck was a little pale compared to the rest of the body, so I decided to just, you know, I actually covered everything up. I just exposed my neck area to get some rays. And it's beautiful. I'll take pictures and put it on the website.
Very good job.
Hey, we went to neighbor Paul's house, and he's not there. Neighbor, apparently Matt is taking. Are you house sitting over there for neighbor Paul?
I saw Matt crawling through the window. Neighbor Paul's house.
Is he robbing?
Yeah,
is he robbing?
Crawling through the window.
Hey, so it's got, you got neighbor Matt joining you today.
Now look, neighbor Matt, you're house sitting for neighbor Paul?
Yes, I am, and I am truly honored to be sitting next to a true redneck like Michael Horn.
Thank you very much. I got the thank you. That's a good one.
Go,
I got the redneck
go,
over
go,
there.
Go. Are you feeding his cat?
Yes, I am.
To put my Make America Great Again hat on and just walk around with my redneck.
You
hat.
Said it, not me.
That's
his
great.
Hat, Walter. Walter the cat.
Walter the cat. That's good. Yeah. Oh, by the way, is Paul's dog okay? You taking care of the dog?
Oh, you know what? He ran away a long time ago.
Oh,
I wasn't paying
bad.
Attention.
That's too bad.
Oh, man. That's not good. My daughter just retrieved her cat, Gus.
Oh, where was her cat?
At her mother's house.
Okay.
And so she finally got the cat, and it's now back at the ranch, and the girls are thrilled at the cat's home. And but the cat, you know how these cats are hilarious. You know, it hasn't been around for 6 months.
Yeah.
Right.
So
so you bring the cat in, you're thinking, oh, the cat's going to be excited. It's not a dog. It doesn't get excited.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't wag its tail. So you bring the dog and put it in the house, and the cat just kind of looks around, and all the girls come running around the cat.
I think I remember this place.
And next thing you know, the cat runs under the couch. It won't come out.
Under the couch. I don't want to see these girls. By the way, your little granddaughter sent a great little text to you of a guy that was apparently riding in his car and smiling and lost his teeth. While
yes.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, Emma sent me a nice a little text with a photograph of a video of a man who was
losing his teeth.
Who,